Go ahead.
Good?
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for December 23rd, 2020. The time now is 7 p.m. Roll call, Mike Stopa, I'm here. Mark Raddis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
Will you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And at this time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dated 12/24/2020. The total amount's going to be $28,253.72, with $3,057.75 in withholdings, liability, and deductions.
Second.
Discussion. This is just part of the payroll because of the way the holiday fell. So the other half of the police department that turned it in on Mondays, we'll have us for that one. Roll call, Mike Stopa, aye. Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
All right, I sent it to Antoine. Next up is site plans. I told Elaine that she didn't have to have the applicants in for site plans again this time. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the change of use for GN Hearing Care Corporation doing business as Belltone, located at 4975 Foot Road, suite number 350, as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, Mike Stopa, aye. Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I think it's flipped on the thing. We'll figure it out after.
Yeah.
I think they're all folded.
Gotcha.
Zoning had a problem too with the way it was folded up.
Yeah, so.
That's my yellow tags.
We're going to skip down on the agenda and bring up old business. We're going to discuss the fire service contract first, and then that way we can let the mayor and Captain Ingersoll not have to stick around for a whole meeting and that.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor, we appreciate you coming in tonight. Captain Ingersoll, thank you for coming. Chuck, since this is part of yours, do you want to?
Yeah, sorry. Again, thank you guys for coming in. I figured it'd be good if you guys had any questions on it. From the last time we talked about the contract, we tried to go through there and where it was Medina, you know, put the city and of course the township and stuff like that. So I think we did pretty good with getting all those in there. And number six, we did add, you know, what you had written in there for all township owned equipment. We did add a number seven into the contract, which was talking about the property. So as you guys have seen, it says township property slash equipment deemed unnecessary can be taken out of service and returned to the township for them to do with what they want. If equipment needs to be replaced or purchased, the township needs written request giving reasonable time for the township to budget said request. This clause does not apply to equipment that must be purchased on an emergency basis provided both parties agree to the emergency purchase. So we put that part in there. And then I think the last part that changed, because I should have highlighted this in red here, is just in the last part of six there. It says the township agrees to set aside reasonable funds to replace fire apparatuses and equipment as is reasonable. The city agrees to create a spreadsheet of anticipated replacement years for the fire trucks. And then so we've added an appendix A to the last thing, so I hope that kind of clarifies things. I know we brought up the SCBAs. It looks like a replacement date of 2028, so really for this contract, I don't think that's going to be an issue. And Otherwise, we've had Mike Lyons look at this, we've had the law director look at this, we've had the mayor and myself. We feel that we pretty much have a final product here.
Okay. I just want to bring up a couple things. I do appreciate all the residents in the township that have contacted me via email and called me on the phone in regards to the fire contract and that. And like I stated to some of them that I was able to talk to on the phone, it's not that we weren't ready to vote on the contract last trustee meeting. It was, I wanted to see a finished product that was nice and clean versus having to go back and redo it, you know, approve it and then go back and redo it, which then we would have had to reapprove or had a memorandum, which we would have had to reapprove. So that's one of the reasons why I didn't vote on it last trustee meeting. I know you guys were kind of in a bit of a crunch in regards to your holiday, your, you know, time off and that with the council and that, but I felt it was just necessary for the board to have a finished product. And I think city council would have agreed if they would have had something that was kind of stated with Medina and Medina. I know it's a little bit different with Medina and Montville, where it's, you can kind of see the change with the one that we had. It said Medina and Medina. It didn't really clarify which one was its township, which one was the city. So that was the issue I had in regards to why we had to go back to you guys and just kind of have it cleaned up for the most part. So it was nothing in regards to how we felt or how I felt as a board member in regards to not signing a contract. That's just, I just wanted to see a finished product that I was okay with to sign, and it had a clarification as to who was who and who was in that. So that's the reason why I didn't bring it up for a vote last meeting and had Chuck bring it back to you guys.
Yes, sir.
So
I'm a little different. I wasn't ready last time, and I think you and I had the conversation today that explained why, and you adding this appendix helps a lot. There was too much, and we talked last meeting. I just wanted to understand, or if I'm not here, whoever is here would understand the costs coming down the road, so someone's able to budget for that.
Yeah, and I did comment to the mayor there that we just don't want to have any surprises,
right?
You know, and so he was perfectly fine with that. So,
and I also wanted it on the record, because I know I had sent an email and spoke individually, but not as a board, that I felt we should have gotten credit for some of our vehicles, because we put in a lot more than Montville did, and I wouldn't have been representing the township correctly if I didn't at least ask to get some kind of credit for that. It was denied, but at least it was on the record that I asked.
Anything else, Chuck?
No, I'm happy that we're getting somewhere.
Do you have anything else you want to add? Mayor, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, just a couple things, because I was contacted by some of your residents. First of all, you know, I appreciate the relationship between the township and the city, and the fire services that we've provided. My biggest fear was I didn't want to get to 1231 and not have services for you. My council has been okay with me bringing it back to them in January, because they don't have a second meeting in December, with the understanding that they'll make it retroactive to January 1st. But they didn't want to pass a contract that was not going to be acceptable to the township, so it's kind of like a cart horse. But some of the questions that I've heard of the residents, and I just wanted to state them briefly, was they felt that there wasn't a lot of input when the decision was made for the city to take it over, and they did not understand some of the savings. So some of the savings were the city has provided for $230,000 the past 3.5 years, $230,000 a year for 3.5 years, which is a savings of the township when you were providing about $400,000 a year times 3 years is $1.2 million. We increased the staffing hours. Previously it was 56 hours a week, eight hours times 7 days, and we are now doing 80 hours, 16 hours times 5 days. Not this year, but we're doing community relations just as was asked of us. I can remember personally being with the fire department up on Fenn at the police station when you had cookouts and get-togethers. Obviously this year we could not do that. The ISO rating has been improved as a result of the collaboration of equipment and services. The equipment use, the city, when we first signed the contract the last time, all the vehicles from fire came over. And then it was a request of the trustees, if we didn't need all those vehicles, could we give two back to be used for township purposes? I'm not quite sure what those purposes was, it's irrelevant, but we did that. We gave two of the smaller vehicles back. The trucks, I had another question that, you know, is the city using only the township vehicles and putting more miles and more wear and tear on them? And the fact of the matter is, as we look at this between the two townships and the city, it doesn't do any of the trucks any good to sit idle. So what we try to do is cycle them so that all of them are started, all of them are run, all of the equipment's moving, because just like our own vehicles, if you don't do that, things go wrong and you don't know it until the time you get into it, and that's not the time that we want to find that out. We did do a fire district study, which was requested when we first took over the township. And Mark was your representative on that, did a great job. And it was about a $90,000 study that we got a grant for from the Ohio Auditor's Office. And what they found was, by Ohio law, to do a fire district, the only way to pay for it is through property assessment of homes. Well, the problem is the housing stock in the city is much different than the housing stock in the two townships. So although the city may be having 50 to 60% of the calls in fire, the townships would be paying for much more just because of the escalated property values. We didn't want to see you all or your residents taking advantage with something like that, so it didn't seem to work. So what we've created in this next contract, because the first contract, as you can imagine, we didn't have a good grasp of what the calls were going to be. Now we do, we have a 3-year history. And what we've done with LST for decades, for as long as I've been with the city, which is 37 years, is they take the monthly bill and they divide it up by the percentage of calls of the three jurisdictions. I don't know that we need to do it monthly because it only varies about 1%, if at all. But to me, to do that annually, if the city has 55% or 60, and Medina Township has this much, and Montville Township has this much out of the operating budget, that's basically where the numbers came from. We think that's fair for everybody, that's more reasonable, more realistic as to where the calls are. And I know there's some concern with funding, and I don't want to get into a whole nother discussion today, but there are some aside from levies of the residents, there are some other funding mechanisms. In fact, we have one right now with Montville that's working out very well, that at some point in the future, after we get through the holidays and hopefully get further along with the COVID concerns, maybe we could get back together and sit down and talk about some other opportunities between the city and the township.
I would request also that, you know, come the first of the, or in February when the new chief gets in, maybe a month later, whatever it's going to take to get up to speed.
Yes, sir.
That we have a representative sit down with them where they can talk to us each individually to try to help plan what our budget needs to be. Because, you know, it was, you know, working off that safety services levy, there was never anything concrete other than $230,000. There is more that has to be taken into consideration long term, and that would help coming up with something so we can bring it to the residents to try to support that.
Okay. And just one more thing, Mark just reminded me when he was talking there, but what my plan is, under the civil service rules, I have pretty tight guidelines to go about, because the fire chief is a classified position in the city and the state of Ohio. So the result of that is we're doing this test. At the end of the process, I will have the top three names certified to me. That's the only time then I'm involved. Other than that, we've hired the Ohio Fire Chiefs Association because they do testing across the whole state. The not only written testing, assessment centers, the whole nine yards. So they will then evaluate, rank, and recommend. They'll get points for the written test, points for the other portions of the test, and then the top three get certified to me as the safety director. And we've already scheduled for either the second or third week of February, because that's all, it's all on a timeline now. But myself, my police chief, Jim Shields, who's one of our council members, and the HR director from Medina Schools, as well as Chuck for Medina Township and Jeff Brandon for Montville Township to sit down then and interview the final three. So then collectively, we can talk about it, you know, what we like about this one or that one, and hopefully come to a consensus on who we think would be the best fit for all of us. Because this isn't just for us, it's for us collectively. And I just want you all to know, and the residents to know that we're trying to be as inclusive with this as we can.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Mayor. Captain Ingersoll, you have anything you'd like to add?
No, not the same. The only thing is, we're going to continue to provide, you know, the best service possible, like we have the last 3 years, to all the citizens in the township. You know, just hope the relationship continues, and we will again provide the best service that we can possibly provide.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Ready then? At this time, I'm Mike Stopa. Move to adopt resolution number 12232020-044 to authorize Medina Township Board of Trustees to enter into a contract with the City of Medina for fire services to be provided to Medina Township and incorporate the 6-page contract document by reference.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
No, I think that's fine.
At this time, roll call. Mike Stopa, aye. Mark Raddis,
aye.
Chuck Johnson,
aye.
Thank you.
You guys. Oh, I think we need to sign the last page up too. I think there's money on there. Yep. Mayor, how would you like us to get, you want us to send you the email or fax it to you guys, or I should say scan it to you guys, or how do you want us to get the contract to you?
I can stop down, have somebody stop down.
Okay.
You guys have just one copy of it?
I believe so, and we'll have to make a copy of our signatures on it, and then
okay,
we'll have that one. You know.
Yeah, so actually, you send us two with your signatures.
Okay.
Just copy them with the signatures. Then we'll, after I get the council to authorize it, I will sign it, two originals, and bring you one back.
Okay.
Captain and I are happy to stay if you think
it's up to you.
But if we're done,
yeah. I mean, other than public comment, would be probably the only other thing that we would have, you know, if you guys were interested. But that's all we at the end. So
for us to make public comment or take public comment,
you know what, Mark? I'm just going to do it that way. If we can get them on. Does anybody have something they'd like to ask the mayor or Captain Ingersoll in regards to the fire contract or that? If not, then we'll have them. They can leave them. We don't want.
It's not a.
Hold on. Yeah, Mr. Olson, you want to state your name?
3670 Hamilton Drive. I appreciate the trustees doing this. I think it's the best for the township, as I did before. Thank you.
Well, yes, go ahead.
Dan Tizano, 5021 Grand Boulevard. I concur with Mr. Olson. I think it was a great program to get involved with the City of Medina. It saves a ton of money. Because we're spending, I think, what was it, $600,000 a year or something like that for fire services. So it's a great collaborative effort. It seems like things are all working out very well. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Anyone else? No? Nope. Mayor, you guys are more than welcome okay. to stay, or you guys can leave. It's, yeah. That's fine.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, guys.
Nice socks.
It's going to get a lot better.
My wife dresses me well. Yeah.
All right.
We appreciate you moving us up too. Thank you.
Not a problem, Mayor.
God bless.
Very good.
Very good.
All right. Next up on the agenda is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
No, I don't.
Mark, do you have any tonight?
No.
None. All right. Next up is approval of accounts payable. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 12/18 of 2020 to 12/24 of 2020. We're going to start with electronic check number 84-2020. Continue to check electronic check number 85-2020. And then we're going to start with the regular check number of 31172 and end with check number 3131181.
Total amount is $16,994.37, and I will incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status fund dated 12/23 of 2020 and incorporate this 14-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is bank reconciliation for November. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 11/30 of 2020 and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of revenue status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve revenue status fund dated 11/30 of 2020 and incorporate the seven-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is fund status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve fund status dated 11/30 of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussions? Roll call, Mike Stolpa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up under old business is virtual meeting platform discussion.
Yeah, you guys got the email, correct?
Yes.
Yes, today.
So it seems reasonable. I don't know if you guys want to make, it's admin, so if you want to make a motion to allow Nick to go ahead and set that up as long as there's money in a blanket.
Let me see that. Let me see the appropriation.
It'd be $163 for a year if we got it in the next 6 days from when he looked. Otherwise, it's going to be $227.20.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. We have money in the...
Yeah, if he sets it up, then we can go ahead and go live the first of the year for people that can't make it.
Let me make sure. Angela, can I ask you a question mm-hmm. in regards to that?
Yep.
If we approve it tonight, will we be able to... How will that work? Because it'll come out of this...
If you can make a if you open a purchase order, it'll carry over through the whole next year. So you should open the purchase order. I can open it tonight, and then we'll be able to. Is it going to be a monthly fee or will?
I think it's a yearly fee. Is it a yearly?
It doesn't say. It just says it's a total. Yeah, it has a total order.
Well, either way, it won't matter. Purchase orders can stay open, and you can draw from them the next year. So we can pay it either way. But yeah, definitely do that because obviously that's a pretty decent saving.
Numbers. Okay. No, you want to make a motion for purchase order?
Well, that's fine.
All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition.
I'd make it for the higher number.
Probably. The department is going to be admin, and it's going to be for GoToMeeting. The total amount is going to be $235.
Second.
And that'll be annually. Any more discussion on this?
No, it's just to clarify, it's the 220's worst case scenario.
Well, I put 230, yeah, the worst case scenario they say is 227.20, so I always go a little bit higher than what they, just in case there's some kind of thing that we don't see when we looked at it.
And this go-to meeting, too, will make it more interactive, too, for the
I believe so, yeah.
That was the report he called around, and people that were already using this liked this a lot better than Zoom or any of the other.
Well, yeah, because like YouTube, they just watch and that's it. At least with this meeting, we can have a public comment.
Right.
So
right.
Try to
I do have a question.
Yes.
So we're trying to get it set up in the next 6 days, though, for that lower cost.
To get the lower cost, that would be a goal.
Okay, and then is there a contract associated with it? Because if there is, there should be a motion made.
Nick just put down $227.20 annually, and if it was before the next 6 days, it was $163.20 for a year. So I'm assuming it's only a yearly contract.
Okay, I would just, to be safe, I would make a motion to enter an annual contract with it, just to be safe, because you're not going to have another.
Okay.
Yeah.
This time I'd like to make a motion that.
But you want to vote on that first, right?
Okay, sorry. We get a roll call. Mike Stolpa, aye. Mark Raddus,
aye.
Chuck Johnson,
aye.
And then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve us going into a possible contract, yearly contract for the go-to meetings.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I think it's just a yearly service.
Yeah, but
just we'll just to cover our bases, yeah. So.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa, aye. Mark Raddus,
aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
And then I'll make up a purchase order so we can all sign it then. Or actually, I just signed it, so here, I'll just keep that so I can make the PO up. Next up is new business. We have the 2021 temporary budget. You guys get a chance to kind of take a look at it. Denny sent me everything like that. He had a couple changes in regards to the original one he had. He had a little bit more money for salt and couple other things. PD had a couple changes with theirs, but other than that, I didn't see anything else that stuck out in regards to it. It's kind of just a snapshot for the first 3 months to get us by. Angela, did you see anything in it that kind of caught your eye?
I couldn't go over it. It was too late.
Okay, no, that's fine.
As long as you stayed in those two columns,
yeah.
Which I know you and I talked about it.
Yep, we did, and we stayed within what we were allowed for that, those two columns, and everybody else, I believe everybody was.
I know we checked the fund balances on Sunday, so everything was, yeah, so I can't imagine.
Okay, sounds good then. At this time, I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 12232020-045. To approve the 2021 temporary budget for Medina Township and incorporate this 11-page document by reference.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
No.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa. Mark Raddus. Oops, sorry. Aye. Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I knew I was going to do that once. Next up is department reports for November. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve November 2020 department reports. Let it be noted that the fire department is double-sided, the police department is double-sided, the zoning department is double-sided, and the service department is single-sided for a total of 147 pages.
Second.
Discussion on this? Roll call. Mike Stolpa. Aye. Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is discussion of emergency meeting for payroll. With the way the holiday fell, we had a few issues with the way payroll came in. So we had two separate payrolls. So we have a payroll that we approved tonight, and then we had some that turned them in at their normal payroll date, which is a Monday. So we have to set up a special meeting to approve the second half of the payroll. So this time I'd like to make a motion to have an emergency meeting for December 24th, 2020 at 9 a.m.
Second, I'd just like to add, that was my fault. I don't remember stating that it needed to be in Sunday. I've had a crazy week at work, and I know Angela did send me a text at like 9:30 on Sunday, but I had already gone to bed because I had to be in it too.
Oh.
And it was a whole fiasco, and I appreciate all the work she did to get it done, at least so people get paid.
And going forward next year, we'll kind of look ahead as to when payroll falls in regards to holidays and stuff like that, and we'll make sure that we specifically email department heads and the trustee liaisons for that department to make sure that payroll is turned in a timely fashion, so we can have it processed the right way and not have to have separate meetings for.
I've already requested that police at least have theirs in by Sunday morning.
Yep.
So.
All right. At this time, like, your roll call. Mike Stolfa, aye. Mark Radis,
aye.
Chuck Johnson,
aye.
All right. You guys have anything before we go into public comment?
Chuck? Just to keep reminding the employees to wear their masks in the buildings, and just, you know, be vigilant on that part.
Mark, do you have anything?
Everyone have a good Christmas, good holiday.
Yep. I just have one thing. So we've replaced all the chairs in the township. They're now COVID friendly, that we can wipe everything down and all that. All the old chairs that he has taken and put in the old service department garage.
All right.
Him and I have talked. He's going to go through the ones that are no good, that have no value. He's going to throw out and give us a list for us to
get rid of that.
To approval of the disposal. The ones that are still good, he and I have discussed putting them up on GovDeals. He had some thoughts in regards to some of the chairs. He's thinking maybe putting some chairs in groups and sell them as a group. There's the wood chairs that we had here, there's two different colors. The ones that were normally used and the ones that really didn't have a whole lot of wear and tear. Putting them in groups that way, the ones from the police department, maybe just selling that as a whole lot. But I told him I'd just kind of throw it out to you guys, see what you think, and then first of the year, I think we'll sit down with Denny after he gets a chance to take a look to see how he kind of wants to do it, and then kind of come up with prices. Right now, he said there's a lot of chairs on GovDeals, just because I think everybody's replaced their chairs. So price-wise, it's kind of all over the board. He feels some of the better chairs, we might get a little bit better price, especially if we split them up in that. So I figured I'd just bring it up to you guys to let you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I do think that we want to, in the lots of the chairs and stuff like that, I would not make the lots huge,
right?
Because then that would open up more bidders to the smaller lots. It'd be more competitive. But otherwise, yeah.
So, like I said, I'll let him know to go ahead and kind of make up what he's thinking for the lots, and we'll figure out prices, then we'll have something for the first of the year to go forward with that. So, all right, nothing else. Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolfa, aye. Mark Reyes,
aye.
Chuck Johnson,
aye.
At this time, public comment is open. Please state your name and address for the record. Sir?
I'm Representative 4044, Gilmore Court. I just wondered if I could get a cost on the fire contract. Is that possible?
Sure, I can give you the cost. For 2021, which will be next year, the cost is going to be $286,389. So $286,389. Now, where I had some issues originally, they bumped the price up significantly in 22, 23, and 24 because they had an outside look at it, you know, to kind of do their budget and stuff like that, and they realized that they were subsidizing the townships a bit. So this came as a surprise, but like 22 is going to be like $335,000. So and then it kind of levels off. Their raises like $5,000. They have increments of their pay raises and stuff like that. So, you know, for a whole for the contract for the 4 years, you're probably looking at like $1.1-1.2 million for 4 years.
I just like to say I hope that when the next contract comes up, we know this stuff much more sooner than we do now.
Yeah, I don't think
I agree.
COVID helped us at all.
I don't know what the reason why it was drug out to this point, but.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anyone else? Yes?
Pat Brown, 457 Six Foot Road. I'd just like to know how come the cost of the, I'm not arguing with the fire department for the contract or nothing. I'm just wondering how come the cost of it went up so high.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself originally. So basically when I talked to Chief Painter and kind of, you know, cornered him on it, when he was doing the line items, he actually missed one of the line items. So when he did the math
and then divide it by the percentages for the two townships, they didn't realize they had screwed up. And then when it came in time for me to come in and negotiate the contracts, he said, hey, you know, this is the one line item that I missed. It's a significant line item. And so he originally had our 2021 at like 331,000 when I came into the meeting. And I was like, dude, we just went through this whole entire thing, you know, and we were at like 286. You know, what do you want me to turn around and go back to the people and say, hey, you know, surprise, we're 50,000. So they agreed that it was their mistake and they dropped it back down to the 286, but said that they can't keep at that price, you know, the next year. And they did the same thing technically with Montville and stuff, because they were up like 280 something, and then they dropped it back down to the original like 230 quote they had. But again, in 2022, we'll both be bumped up to the higher levels.
Can I ask what that line item was?
I don't know, to be honest with you. It was, you know, they said that they had outside, or they did a complete audit of their funding and what their budget was, and that's what they came out with. And, you know, with us at 25, I think we're at 25%, and they're at 55%. And I think,
yeah, they're taking, and then the way they're figuring out the cost, they're taking call volume too. So they're basically interpreting us as having 25% of the call volume, and Montville having 20% of the call volume, and then the rest of it is the city call volume. So that's some how they came up with some of the prices then too.
They take their total budget and divide it by that.
By those prices.
And I asked them too, since they're going by percentages of calls and everything, if we could have that like reevaluated like every year, you know, because, you know, what happens if something changes? And they said that they had taken a look at the last 3 years that we've had, and within a percentage point each year, the call volumes were roughly the same, so they felt confident with that percentage. But if I did tell them if it does drastically change, I would like to have that reevaluated.
And that's something in the contract that we can go back and look at, possibly negotiate, you know, maybe the price again based on call volume if that's what they're using. So, I mean, we are locked in right now for the prices, but, I mean, we could go back and say, you know, our call volume wasn't what you anticipated it to be, you know, and things like that. So that's something we can look at going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Angela?
I have something. I can wait till after public comment if you'd like.
Is it something for public comment?
It's something for township, whichever you prefer.
You can do now. That's okay. Fine.
Angela Hepper, 3833 Worcester Lane. Just two things to consider for the organizational meeting. I don't know if you noticed on the bank reconciliation, there was an 88 cent adjustment, and it has a zoning issue, so I'm not sure if this would have to be brought up with the zoning board, but there was a check that the person who had written it out, it was a zoning fee, they had written the right amount in the box of the check, but on a line, they wrote 00/100, and the bank will only read the lines of the check, not in the box. So Elaine is collecting the fee, but unfortunately you're always like that month behind with the bank reconciliations. So technically we're not in compliance until she collects that. I don't know if it's a possibility to, or if the board would be interested in adjusting those if something like that would ever happen. That's something to consider, you know, like when we're, because 88 cents to run up to the bank is more time than if we're paying something more than that's kind of worth. So that would be up to, like I said, I don't even know if that's a zoning board.
I think it would be kind of a board decision type thing.
So maybe that's just something to, you know, consider at the organization meeting. So that's the first thing. And then Mike and I, we've talked about it, but something else for the board, just so I don't forget these things, is new zoning members.
Yeah.
Employee packets absolutely have to be turned in prior to them in attending their first meeting of the year. So, and that's it. That's my public comment.
All right. Anyone else? Once, twice, three times? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stopa. Aye. Mark Gratis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else in front of the board tonight? Chuck, anything else?
Just real quick, since you brought up the zoning things or anything, I got, you know, we got.
Yeah, I had you guys look. So just to let you know, we have one full-time seat on the zoning commission, two alternate positions, which is a year term.
All right.
On the zoning. On the BZA, we have one full-time board position open and two alternate positions.
And is this our pool then, the chief?
That's the pool, yes. Most of them are current members of the board, so Alice, Mr. Marco, and Angel Abshire are on the zoning commission. They all three have theirs. On the BZA, it's Matt Payne, who we moved up when Mr. West left the board. We moved him up from the first alternate to take over position. He's asked to be reappointed. And then Mr. Green, who was an alternate, the second alternate, moved up the first alternate, and he never filled the second alternate position. So you technically have two additional people that have expressed interest in the zoning.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if we wanted to break up calling people and talking.
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, most of them are, like I said, there's only two new ones. The other ones have already been on the board before. So, I mean, it's up to you as to how you want to, you know, if you want to call the two new ones, they're husband and wife that expressed interest.
Right, I know who they are.
So.
Okay.
Anything else? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township special trustee meeting.
Not a special.
Yeah, it's a special.
Was this one a special?
Yeah, it was a special.
Oh, yeah, because we're on Wednesday.
Okay, we're on Wednesday.
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa, aye. Mark Radis,
aye.
Chuck Johnson,
aye.
We are adjourned at 7:41 p.m. Thank you all for coming.